This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Almost feels as if we colluded, because I think a lot of the things I'm going to say will reinforce some of the comments that Gary made. I'm Julie Mercer. I'm a partner in Deloitte, and I lead our education business, which is our business into the education sector, and I'm heavily involved in our graduate recruitment as well. What I'm going to try to do is just give you a bit of an overview of who Deloitte is. I'm not going to assume that you all know who we are, the kind of things that we do, and then really focus on how we engage with universities and some of the challenges that we have in filling our graduate recruitment requirements and some of the stuff that we're doing already and planning to do in order to address some of that. We're the largest professional services firm in the world, 26.6 billion revenues across the globe last year. And in the UK alone, we have 10,000 employees. So every year we're looking for somewhere north of 1,000 graduates to join one of our four service lines as either auditors, corporate financiers, tax advisors, or consultants. This year, we've been looking for 1,300 graduates. And we do that in a very, very focused way. We do have a target list of about 30 universities who tend to be the universities that historically we've been able to find good caliber graduates from. And we do quite a lot of work with them in particular. We have a focus right across our business in finding the next generation of young graduates to come into our business and to become leaders of the future. And we do that by engaging with the analysts right up to the partners in the organisation. So I went to Bristol University, and myself and a group of us who were all at Bristol still go back to Bristol and do the graduate recruitment thing there, build the relationship, are able to talk about our experience. Mine's getting a bit old now, but when I tell them I was the first female in Wills Hall, which was an all-male hall the year before I arrived, kind of raises an eyebrow. I don't tell them how long ago that was, though. But we go back and we run a whole series of events and programs in the university throughout the year. We have a Deloitte employability program, which we developed primarily for further education. We've got 40,000 young people in further education doing our level 2 qualification, which is EdExcel accredited. And we've used some of that to go into universities and actually run workshops with the undergraduates to help them think about their employability skills, the kind of skills, the attitudes, the behaviours that we as employers are looking for in our graduates. The application process itself, I believe, means that we are able to identify high caliber, high quality, very talented graduates. And interestingly, we don't find enough to fill all the vacancies that we have. So things that we really look for from a sort of, I guess, from something that I think universities can help with in particular are some of the technical skills that we need to fill some of our roles. So 90% of the roles that we have, it really doesn't matter what degree you did. But if you want to be an actuarial or if you want to go into our technology practice, you probably need to be highly numerate or have a very heavy technology-biased degree. And those are some of the things that we struggle to fill every year. But fundamentally, if you have a good degree, our view is that you probably have demonstrated that you've got the intellectual capability to do the job that we want you to do. What we're really looking for are people who have the behaviours, the attitudes, the other skills that we know you'll need to have in order to be successful in Deloitte. And you talked about many of them. Resilience, really important, an ability to be flexible and agile and change your working styles and to work in teams or to work on your own as is required. Your ability not just to be able to research who Deloitte is when you come for the interview, but actually to genuinely be able to research. A lot of the work that our junior staff do is looking into our client organisations, researching some of the challenges that they have, reading lots of material and being able to assimilate that and synthesise it in a way that they can actually write a great report. Report writing, great skill to have when you come into business. And often our graduates struggle with that. I spent 10 years in the civil service and I learned to write at the civil in the civil servants, and it was painful. It's hard to write business speak, and you need to learn to do that. And a good grounding in how to write a thesis or report is really important. When you apply to Deloitte, we're looking for some very specific things. So we have, we're in the top three graduate recruiters every year. So on one level, we have the choice of the cream of the crop. We can choose who we want. But we also recognise that they're choosing us. And when we interview them at the end, often the thing that's attracted them to Deloitte is the people that they've met and the warmth of those people and the way in which those people have engaged and made them feel special. So your personal touch point is really important. To get through the screening process for a job in Deloitte, you need 320 UCA points. So that gets a lot of people out of the way immediately. And you need a 2-1 in your degree. As I said before, it doesn't really matter what the degree is for most of the jobs. I did a zoology degree. And I guess one of the big challenges we have is how do you explain to the universities and to the students what relevance is a zoology degree in being a consultant? And it is, because of all the things that I talked about. I learned to do research, I learned to synthesize, I learned to think about problems as hypotheses and test those and validate them. I learned to be very thorough in what I do. And those are all skills that you need to have if you're going to be a consultant or an accountant or a tax advisor. But you also need other skills as well. So when you get through the screening process, we assume you're bright. We want to make sure that you are going to be successful. And so all of those softer skills, all of those behaviours that you look for in a good employee are the things that we're starting to look at. Not as something that's been well developed and well refined, but actually there's a semblance of those skills, those attitudes that we know that we can develop and hone. When you join Deloitte, you realise that actually we are a lifelong learning organisation. We expect you to continuously develop your technical and your personal skills throughout your career. That starts with a 2-week boot camp to get you job ready so that we can actually send you into a client when you join the firm, and you're not going to embarrass yourself or us or upset the client. That's very important because we wouldn't have any if we did that. And then at the end of those 2 weeks, you're on a 21-month program where we work with you to develop all of the other skills. So we do 101 courses on everything from strategy to operations excellence to finance to interview skills, all the things that you will need. So we're not assuming that when you come in on day one, you're going to be a brilliant employee. But we do look, as I say, through our recruitment process for some of the nuggets of the kinds of skills and experience that we want to develop with you. We're also quite aware that the world is changing. The Brown Review is putting great uncertainty in terms of student numbers and how many young people in the future will choose to go to university. So we've been looking at how we might continue to find these great young people in a new world in the future. We recognise, because of our recruitment approach, we're probably missing quite a lot of talent out there. There's probably a lot of people who haven't got 320 UCA points and a lot of people who haven't got a 2-1, but actually will make great accountants, great consultants. So we're starting to think differently about how we make sure that we're diversifying our gene pool and making sure that we're getting the access to the full talent pool that's out there. One of the things that we've done this year is introduce something called Bright Start, which may or may not impress the universities in the room, but what we're recognising, not everybody goes to university. And certainly where you have not got a history of going to university in your family, we think that the risk that you won't go is probably greater now than it might have been in the past. So Bright Start is working in some of our urban schools and some of our more disadvantaged schools, and we've been partnering with Teach First, we're a platinum sponsor of Teach First, to help us to do this, to identify the really talented young people who haven't even thought about going to university or haven't even thought about having a job in the city. And either through their HEAPS program, helping them into university, or through our Bright Start program, taking them in as school leavers to Deloitte, training them as accountants or tax advisors through the AAT and ACA route, as opposed to doing a degree and then coming in to do ACA later. And we're looking for 100 young people every year to come through that route. That's great if you're looking to become an accountant or you're looking to become a tax advisor, but we're also interested in finding people who might want to become consultants. So we're starting to explore, can we do something really clever with universities around degrees in business that actually meet our requirements, use your skills and capabilities, probably give us a much better sort of rate of return in terms of the investment that we make in the students that we work with, and also give you some certainty in terms of the revenue streams that you might have in the future. So very interested to talk about that a little bit further. And again, your point about giving people the opportunity to have some good work experience before they leave university. We run another program where we take school leavers, we give them an internship, we give them some funding for their gap year, they come and work with us for about half of that, and then every year while they're at university they do two things. They come back for a month's paid work. At the end of it, you know, while they're here they do proper projects with proper teams, they get feedback, they get development, and at the end of it, assuming we all are getting on well, they get a job at Deloitte, or they can choose to go and do something else. But while they're back at their campuses, they're telling people that about Deloitte, and they become ambassadors for our business. So there's a whole range of things that I think we're trying to do. I don't think we can do it without you, and I don't think you can do it without us. And I think that the partnership between business and universities has been evolving and developing over the last number of years. And I think there's more that we could do together. Thank you.